I am Kathy Bossert, interviewer for the Burnaby Mountain Oral History Project. Today is Monday, October 26, 2015. I am interviewing John Templeton, Alan James, and Christine Leston, members of the Stony Creek Environment Committee at the Jennifer Atchison Environmental Center in Burnaby. To start this interview, I'm going to ask you each to introduce yourselves. John, maybe I could start with you. Could you please say your name and tell me about when you came to live in Burnaby and what brought you here?
My name's John Templeton. I came to live in Burnaby in 1988. I came here because I had previously been living in Vancouver Island, where the work and economic opportunities were not very good. So I moved to Burnaby to rebuild my life and seek better employment and educational opportunities.
All right, thank you. And Alan?
My name is Alan James. I moved to Burnaby in 2000 because my first granddaughter was born out here. We were in Calgary at the time.
Uh-huh. And Christine?
I'm Christine Leston. I moved to Burnaby in 1974 with my husband and children because my husband wasn't getting very good work as a programmer in Europe. So I'm on my third house in Burnaby.
And where is it that you live in Burnaby?
The Edmonds area. But when I joined the Stony Creek Environment Committee, I was actually living in the neighbourhood just about half a mile away.
In Forest Grove?
No, what they call Simon Fraser Village, although it's not up there, it's down here.
Christine, when did you join the Stony Creek Environment
Committee? 1998.
Oh, so quite early on.
Pretty early, yes. I think we got set up in 95.
Okay.
Which is a bit later than the first Great Salmon Centre, but okay.
And what sparked your interest in becoming a member?
I didn't even know this committee existed at the time, but a friend of mine was looking for the possibility of doing a newsletter for the group, and she said I should come along, so I did. And the very next meeting I was invited to be secretary.
Were there very many members then?
I think there were about 20.
Ah, okay. And that was in 1998.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess you addressed that a bit, but what skills and interests did you bring with you as a member?
A lifelong interest in nature. And I had my own computer, so I could do the secretarial stuff on that. And later on, I became treasurer, which I still am. Uh-huh. So I do that on the computer.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, thank you. Alan, when did you join the Stony Creek Committee, Environment Committee?
I think it was 2003. And I got involved because I learned... We moved here in about 2000, and we were living in the Avonlea complex just up the road here.
Okay.
And I learned from my high school friend who was living in England that his twin sister, lived just over here on Noel Drive, we had not been in contact since the late 50s, and so I phoned her up, and she said, well, this was in May, and she said, well, why don't you come over to the Great Salmon Send-Off, and we'll meet over there. So that was my first introduction to it. I spent a fair bit of time with Jennifer helping her on the technical side. I did computer programming in Calgary and was doing it here as a consultant, and so that's sort of how I got involved, and Jennifer was very good to increase the amount of involvement that anybody who appeared did.
What sparked your interest in becoming a member?
Primarily Jennifer's enthusiasm for working with the creek, the opportunity to learn some science, because one of the members was doing water quality surveys at the time, and so I got involved in that.
And what skills and interests did you bring with you as a member?
Primarily my computer skills, I think. I did a little bit of graphics design. The poster that we use for the Great Salmon Send-Off was one that I worked on.
And you, I believe you said, are you, you're a geophysicist?
My first career was as a geophysicist, yes, up until 1989.
So you would have that science background then?
Yeah. And the latter part of my career there was in computers. We were doing seismic processing of the seismic data.
Oh, thank you. John, when did you join the Stony Creek Environment Committee?
I believe I got involved the year, I think it was about 2004, and at that time I was working at Molson's Brewery as an engineer in the plant. And over the coffee machine, I happened to meet Jennifer Atchison's husband, who was also working there. And we were talking about fishing-related items. And he said, well, you've got to meet my wife. So I guess I came to one of the Stony Creek meetings, and I've been involved ever since.
And what sparked your interest in becoming a member?
For me, I grew up in the rural countryside of Northern Ireland, so our play time was spent mostly through the fields, the lands associated with nature, forest, trees. My father was a fisherman. I was a sports fisherman as well, so I've always seen life as a balance, that if I catch a fish, I should help or rejuvenate fish stock. So it's sort of like a balance for me, mm-hmm. and it's something I care deeply about, is nature and caring for it.
Yes. And what skills and interests did you bring with you as a member?
I don't know if I brought any. Maybe ask Christina now. I guess for me, I see myself here as a kind of like a generalist, where I do a lot of things in the field. It may be removing debris blocks, counting fish that are returning in the fall to spawn, trapping fish throughout the calendar year to see how the spawned fish fry that have developed, how much they're growing. And I guess the other side of me is where I liaison with all the volunteers here, and we try to utilize everyone's skills to get the maximum benefit for our group. And I also have the unfortunate privilege of sometimes dealing with civic officials with the city, different politicians of all different political stripes, and trying to exercise whatever good we can for the benefit of the whole Stony Creek and Burnaby Mountain watershed.
Great, well, thank you. You know, I think I misunderstood what I read somewhere that you were celebrating your 25th anniversary, the Stony Creek Environment Committee, but Christine pointed out to me that was the salmon send-off.
Yeah.
Could you tell me a bit more about that? This is the 25th anniversary,
yes,
of the first one.
I wasn't around for that, since I only joined 8 years later. But it was held at the Caribou Dam, the very first one. And I think the following year we moved it up here and we put the fish in at the bridge down there.
Oh, okay.
Over the creek. I think the fish come from, is it Kanaka
Creek? The fish
creek?
Come from the hatchery in Kanaka Creek. And
at
we,
the penitentiary?
Yeah, we release about 3,000 coho fry. Now, an interesting thing is going to be happening.
Usually smolt.
Yeah, in 2016. And we've always put fish in that were not clipped. But all the fish that will be introduced into the creek at the 2016 Great Salmon Send-Off will be coho fry, where the abyssal fin is clipped off. The benefit of this to us as a stream keepers group is that we will be able to look at adults that return in 2017 or 2018 and identify fish that are natural reproduction and or what we call wild fish, and we'll be able to see the difference in hatchery numbers. So this will tell us a lot of really beneficial things.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Do you know why the first send-off was done in 1990? Do any of you know what the background is for that?
I don't know exactly, but the Sapperton Fish and Game Club, which looks after the Brunette River, had managed to get it really well cleaned up. Other than that, we hadn't had fish in the creek for 50 maybe.
We said 50 in our our brochures. Yeah.
So I guess they considered that it was clean enough by then to start in reintroducing fish. And what they do is they collect a number of spawning fish that are heading up the creek, up the Brunette River into Burnaby Lake, and they stop them at the Caribou Dam. They take about, I think, might be about a dozen anyway that are ready to spawn, back to their hatchery, which is on the south side of the Brunette, I think. Never managed to find it myself. And they strip the eggs from the female and the milt and put them all together, and that's how they get their baby fish, as far as I know. Mm-hmm. Is that how it's done?
Yep.
Yeah. So not actually a natural spawning for things. And then they grow them for a while, and then they ship them to Kanaka Creek for growing to a suitable size. And then the community advisor of the DFO, Department of Fisheries and Oceans, arranges to bring about 2,000 or 3,000 smolt in here in a tanker, and we hand them out to the local children and their parents to pour into the creek.
Oh, okay. So that's where your little salmon, the smelts, that's where they come from.
Mm. Well, the smolts that we put in and the wild ones are about ready at that time to go down to the sea.
I see.
So, okay.
So the life cycle of coho salmon and a chum salmon are different. And a coho salmon, which are the ones that we release in May, and we call them smolts because the fish are about a year old at that point in time. Mm-hmm. When a chum salmon spawns in the fall, as soon as its fry emerges, that fry immediately starts to migrate down the creek into Brunette River, into the Fraser River, where they hang around the estuary area before they go out into the ocean to feed. Mm. The coho salmon remains in the fresh water for approximately a year and a couple of months, usually May, when they start to migrate down to the ocean.
Oh, thank you. I didn't know that. Yeah. All right.